What's up, everybody? Mr. Ambitious here. Just kicking back and trying to relax here. Drink a beer. Been stressed out lately. Too many people want to talk to me on Facebook, which is fine. I don't mind their company because a lot of them are legit. You know, some of them video chat with me on the phone, which is fine. They just want to be my friend. That's all good and dandy, but There's a lot of bad eggs out there lurking around in the internet every fucking where. It doesn't matter where you fucking go. It's like people don't want to work anymore. It's like people don't want a legit job. You know what I mean? And earn an honest living. People just want to scam people these days, and they want to just take your money. And I can't believe all these crooks all over the internet. And I'm sorry, but a lot of you have fell victim for this, you know, these scams out there. A lot of you. And a lot of you are just not up to par with technology. Some of you are gullible. You know what I mean? You know, what can I tell you? But a lot of my friends have been bringing it up to my attention. They're saying, did I actually win the lottery here? I was like, they're saying I won $1 million right here. I was like, no, Facebook does not give out money or anything to anybody on Facebook, on their platform. YouTube don't do it. There's no such thing as YouTube lottery. There's no such thing as Facebook lottery. Don't even pay attention. I mean, there's scams everywhere. Everywhere out there. I mean, I went into this one porn website that my friend suggested to me. He's like, yeah, take a look at, you know, there's all kinds of stuff on there. I was like, all right, so, because I was into amateur porn, so I went on the site. I haven't been on the site for years because sometimes, you know, there's viruses on these websites and stuff like that, and then I caught one. I caught that FBI virus, ransom virus, that was going around for a while there. It absolutely did nothing. All it did was threaten me and said, you have this amount of time to pay me $500 to unlock your computer. All I did was unplug it. It was on my desktop. I unplugged my desktop for about 20 seconds, and then I plugged it back in, and everything was fine. But some of you actually fell for this shit, actually thinking that you were going to get arrested or something. But there are so many scams out there. It's not even funny. I even got, and a couple of my friends even got, someone, you know, calling me on the phone saying that, oh, we owe taxes with the IRS and this and that, and then my friends are calling me up, is that real, Cam? Is that real? I was like, no. I was like, if it was real, I mean, the IRS don't call you on the phone. They send you a letter in the mail, and if you don't respond to it, they'll freeze your bank account. And then you have to deal with them from there. But anyway, you guys, don't fall for these scams out there. If anybody on Facebook or any type of social media platform that asks for your personal information or anything like that, come on, guys. It's quite obvious it's a scam. Oh, fuck, another family member. Oh, I hate it. Don't you hate it when your friends or family are asked to borrow some money? Don't you fucking hate that shit? I fucking hate that, man. God, fuck, God. I'll deal with that later. Anyways, guys, come on. Just watch your six out there, guys. Don't fall victim to a couple of people that I know. I was watching it all day over here. I like to watch other things, you know. Because I've been getting a lot of people trying to contact me with that Facebook lottery shit. He's like, you won! And they even got a hold of my number. They're like, you won! And they're all over here trying to talk to me on the phone, getting my information. I'm like, fuck you. Beep. And they text me back, why'd you say that? I said, this is fucking stupid. You think I was born yesterday? I've even had a guy so bold. He's like, I want to know if you're a real person. I was like, I am a real person. You want a video chat right now? He refused. And he says, no, I'd much rather have your personal information. I want your ID. I want your ID number on your driver's license. I want your social security number. I was like, fuck you. Get the hell out of here. You think I was born yesterday? You dumb fuck. And then I said that I was going to report him, he just vanished out of thin air. I was like, yeah, you better fucking run, you fucking stupid fucking scammer, man. You fucking go get a job. It's like nobody wants to work. They want things for free. They want everything handed to them these days. It's fucking bullshit. But anyway, guys, watch your six out there anywhere on the internet. Anyone who's asking you for, or demanding money, any phone calls of people saying, well, you owe this, you owe that, or some people say, oh, you're going to be sued in court. I've seen a couple of these ones. You're going to get sued in court and blah, 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 and this and that. If you don't pay this fine and blah, 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 and show up to court. No, those are all scams. If anyone's demanding money, fuck it. Even on the newspaper, this is a local paper that we have. There's a section where there's employment. There used to be a bunch of ads for adult films and stuff like that. My friend happened to call that. And I know he's lying. He is lying because there used to be a Western Union right around the corner where I used to work. He walked around the corner, literally walking towards the Western Union. And when he came back, he saw me in the shop. He's like, hey, Cam, did you see this ad over here on the Alibi? I was like, yeah. He's like, what about it? They're hiring, adult performers. You know, he's like, yeah, I called that number. And they said, we need you to wire money to go to Western Union, wire us $700. And then, because you're actually doing an investment in the adult film, and you'll get some profits out of it. I know he did. I know he sent the money. I know he did that. He just doesn't want to admit it because he was like a little frazzled. He was like felt bad. And I told him, I was like, no, no, no. I was like, they have to pay you, dude. I was like, that's not how the adult film industry works. That's not how it works. I'm sorry, man. I was like, you didn't give them any money, did you? Because I just saw you go around the corner where Western Union is. Oh, no, no, no. I went to the pizza place next door. I was like, okay, okay. Alright. But I told him, I was like, yeah, you guys gotta be careful. Everywhere. Everywhere. Watch your backs out there. I'm Mr. Hate Vicious, signing off.